Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
I'm not affiliated with any of the companies I'll mention. Today is July 18th, 2026. Imagine waking to console alerts that look like a security breach, only to learn they're estimated invoices that say you owe an absurd amount. A recent demo showed you can stitch progressive JPEG scans so one file appears to flip frames as it downloads by concatenating many DC-only scans. Chrome rendered roughly 90 frames, while Firefox behaved more patiently. The trick works because progressive JPEGs deliver coarse preview scans first, and by limiting frames to DC-only data, the author avoided the ghosting that AC refinements cause. Watch this as both a clever creative hack and a potential way to sneak animation or hidden payloads past naive filters. Amazon Web Services reported a global billing glitch that filled customers' consoles and inboxes with alarmingly large estimated invoices, while no corresponding usage actually occurred. AWS acknowledged the issue as tied to a change in its billing computation subsystem, and customers said the alert emails and console banners looked, at first glance, like a breach or phishing attempt. Hacker News and operations teams traced the route to a classic unit and metadata failure. A price intended per gigabyte got treated as per byte, multiplying costs by three orders of magnitude. That technical slip is small on paper, but the thread showed the bigger architectural problems. Separate metering and pricing pipelines, brittle CSV-style integrations, and defaults that amplify tiny entry errors into catastrophic-looking estimates. Engineers described adrenaline-fueled late nights fixing unit mismatches and debated whether the provider had sufficient end-to-end tests covering billing data paths. One Hacker News commenter summed it up in plain terms, saying the system defaulting to the wrong unit is the symptom of weak observability and billing pipelines. The human piece matters. Estimated invoices that resemble breaches erode customer trust, even if no money changed hands, and support responses that feel cursory make things worse. Expect customers and auditors to push providers for clearer semantics around estimated charges and for stronger end-to-end billing checks in the months ahead.
Moonshot AI publicly released KMI K3, an open-weight multimodal model described as having 2.8 trillion parameters, and the lab promised full weights by July 27th. Early benchmarks put K3 close to the top on many tasks, beating some recent proprietary releases, while still trailing the absolute leaders on a few measures. The combination of high capability plus an open release is unusual at the frontier and forces a different kind of competition than closed offerings do. The team ran a deliberately silly smoke test. Generate an SVG of a pelican riding a bicycle, and K3 produced valid SVG while consuming thousands of internal reasoning tokens, which made even that small job expensive. Hacker News commenters used the pelican test to make a serious point. Smoke checks like that stress basic code generation, but miss the real evaluation axes today, namely agentic tool use and long context robustness. Other reactions noted that open weights let researchers probe, fine-tune, and harden models quickly, accelerating both innovation and scrutiny. Moonshot's pricing signals, input and output token costs, aligned with premium offerings, suggest the lab intends K3 to be commercially competitive, not just a research artifact. Keep an eye on how the community balances rapid, open experimentation against safety and benchmarking debates as more frontier-caliber weights become public.
A cloud provider accidentally producing alarm-style invoices makes clear that billing is now a trust surface customers will expect to see engineered and tested as carefully as compute or networking. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Morgan. Debug the hype.
Debug the hype. Where the builders talk it through.
oh yeah. From the glitch to the glow, every line, every clue,
they're about to hide.
Tune in, take that ride.